Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Andy here. I went from depressed and suicidal to living a life of abundance and joy. If I can do it, you sure as hell can too. All right, let's talk about being short. And more specifically, being insecure about being short as a man when it comes to dating. And this is something that I talk about from time to time because it seems to be the thing that people are most insecure about when it comes to dating, specifically as a man. You know, women, generally speaking, aren't insecure about being short. A lot of the women that I've dated have been very, very, very short. And generally speaking, they don't really care. If anything, they feel kind of cute when they're short. Maybe every now and then they wish that they were a little bit taller so people take them more seriously. But it's not something that's like a deep insecurity for most of the short women that I've ever asked about it. But for men, it can feel like the biggest handicap ever. And I've gone two ways about answering this in the past. You know, I've often come at it from the angle where I say, look, if being short means that it's harder for you, just try harder. If it's twice as hard for you to, you know, meet women, have sex, form relationships, then just work twice as hard. If it's 10 times harder, then just work 10 times harder. You know, I, in my own life, have had flaws and I mean, I don't see them as flaws anymore, but things that I used to be insecure about, like being bald, you know, having the world's worst hairline at like 25 years old. That was something that deeply made me insecure. And I learned that, you know, I can either see myself as a victim and say, it's not fair, this sucks, this is something that I can't change, you know, poor me. Or I can say, you know what, this is something that I can't change. And there's things you can do if you're balding, of course. But, you know, for the most part, I can accept it and then just get on with the mission of talking to some women. And so that's often been my go-to answer for guys that are insecure about being short. You know, it's go out there, talk to some other women or talk to some more women, put yourself out there. Don't stress about the thing that you can't change. It doesn't have to define your self-worth. It doesn't have to mean that you're less than just because you're short. And I've had so many coaching clients who've done some amazing things when it comes to dating, when it comes to sex, when it comes to everything really, but specifically in the context of dating, Ed is probably my most famous example. When I met him, he was 31, he was a virgin, he had extreme erectile dysfunction, and I think he's like 5'5", something like that, maybe 5'6". He's quite short. And he, last year, in 2023, had sex with something insane, like 40 women or something, or 30 women. And not that the number of women that you have sex with defines your self-worth, but this is someone who, that is his main goal. And so he's absolutely fucking killing it. And I've had so many coaching clients that are short. I've worked with guys that are like 5'3". I think that's the shortest guy I've worked with. I've had so many guys. And if you go on my YouTube channel and just go through the playlist of coaching client interviews, you'll see tons of guys that are really short, but it hasn't held them back. You know, there's so many things that you can do. You can just go talk to more women. You can talk to women that are shorter than you. There's just so many freaking options. And your height is one aspect of you. And obsessing about it and saying, okay, this one aspect means that it's a complete deal breaker is kind of missing all of the beauty and all of the strengths and all of the other things that you might have to offer. You know, there's the general, very quick answer of, yeah, if you're short, go gain a ton of muscle. And yes, that can take time. That isn't necessarily an immediate answer. And a shorter or a quicker answer is go talk to more women right this second. So height doesn't have to be a deal breaker. That's usually the way that I've answered the question in the past. But today I want to answer it a little bit differently. I want to come at it from the angle of, look, I understand. You know, I've worked with a hell of a lot of coaching clients that are very insecure about a million different things. You know, height, weight, age. Age seems to be one that guys get really insecure about. Women do too. Trust me when I say if you are insecure about your age as a man, imagine what it might be like to be a woman worrying about your age. The insecurity or the fear is like 10,000 times more for women because generally speaking, men can still be pretty sought after and pretty attractive in their 50s and 60s, even if you're absolutely crushing it in life. You know what I mean? Like, if you put in all the effort and the self-improvement, you can be more attractive at 50 than you were at like 20 or 30. Women, it tends to be sort of the opposite. In terms of just pure looks, you're more attractive as a woman in your 20s, in your early 20s, than you are going to be in your 50s. That doesn't mean it's a complete deal breaker if you're an older woman, but it means that you might have to put in a little bit more effort with your self-improvement and stuff like that. And you might have to accept that, yeah, you were prettier when you were 20. But insecurity about age, insecurity about height, I understand these things. You know, I've been insecure about these things myself. Before I hit my 30th birthday, I was utterly convinced that I was too old and it was too late for me. I first started working on my sex life when I was 28, as in that's when I first began. And I had zero friends at that point. I was kind of a little bit chubby. I had no muscle. I had just come out of a relationship that really didn't end. I mean, it ended amicably, but there was some violence in the relationship. It wasn't necessarily a super happy relationship. And coming out of that, as a 28-year-old man and going, I want to work on my sex life. I want to work on my love life. I want to work on my dating life. Man, I was convinced that I was too old, that it was too late for me. And so I understand insecurity about age. I understand insecurity about if you're balding. I understand insecurity about height and all of those things. Like I said, I've had so many friends and coaching clients that I've worked with that are shorter. And so I really get it. I do. And so today, maybe we'll do a podcast on, I guess more than anything, me just telling you I understand and trying to make you feel a little bit better rather than the usual answer that I give, which is go talk to more girls. Yes, the more girls that you can talk to absolutely helps. But at the same time, a little dose of self-love can help too. And on that note, that's the very first task that I would give you, or little piece of fun homework that I would give you. If you are a guy who's insecure about his height, a little dose of self-love. And so I would get out a piece of paper, or you can do this on your phone or your computer or whatever, and I would write down 50 things about yourself that are likable. And you don't have to think of 50 things immediately. That might seem like an insane number, but just think of 5 things. And every day, your only job is to add one or two more things to this list. And after, you know, 20 or 30 or 40 days, you will get to 50 things. And if it takes you longer than that, that's okay. If it takes you years to come up with 50 things, that's okay. You can slowly add things to this list over time. You can create reasons or create things to put on the list. What I mean by that is you can go out and do amazing things. You can improve yourself. You can generate reasons that you are likable. You know, you can start going to the gym and then you can say, I'm someone who puts in the discipline and puts in the effort at the gym, you know, once you've been going to the gym for like 3 months. So you can add things to your list slowly, but I would start with that list. You're basically showing yourself, look, my height isn't all that I have, you know what I mean? And I wasn't born super tall, so let me come up with 50 other things about myself that are likable. Let me have at least 50 other qualities about me that a woman might be attracted to, or that people might want to, you know, be friends with me over. In other words, I have a lot to offer. I have inherent value as a human being, as a man, as a vessel of consciousness. And it isn't just about how fucking tall I am, which is something that I can't fucking control. And so maybe you can let go of the height thing because, or it might be a little easier to let go of the height thing if you look at this list and you're like, damn, I have a lot of value, actually. I have a lot of things to offer. There are a lot of things about me that are pretty fucking likable. There are a lot of things about myself that I like. And so let me focus on them. And then if someone says, oh, you're too short for me, I can be like, well, that's cool. I got 50 other things. I'm going to go talk to somebody else who's going to admire or like those 50 other things about me. And they don't really give a shit about my height. And an insecurity that often comes up is guys will worry that women won't give them a chance. You know, I'm not tall enough. And on dating apps, like women say, I want a guy that's 6 foot and I'm not even going to get a chance. Yeah, you won't get a chance with the women that care about height. That's completely true. They won't give you a chance. Good. There are women that won't give me, Andy, a chance because I'm bald. I've literally been told this many, many, many times by women. They're like, oh, I'd never date a bald guy. Oh, you're bald. No, thank you. Oh, I'm not attracted to bald men. I have literally been told this so many times I've lost count. That's amazing. I don't want someone in my life that doesn't want a bald guy. Like, why would I want that? That's not me. What I'd have to wear like a wig or something and lie to them and convince them, oh, you know, look past my baldness. No, I don't want someone to compromise in order to be with me or to have sex with me. I don't want someone to do something they don't want to do. How is that fun? How is it fun for me having sex with someone that I feel like I have to fucking convince them to have sex with me? And the same thing with your height. If there's women on Tinder or dating apps that say, I only want 6 foot tall guys, good. Why the fuck would you want to spend time with that person? Nothing against that person, but why would you want your time spent with that person who doesn't want you, who doesn't like you because of your height? And they can like or dislike whatever they want. You have preferences. I have preferences. And so your mission is to go out there and find the people whose preferences align with what you have to offer. In other words, the women that don't give you a chance because you're not tall enough, which yes, will be plenty of them, just like there are plenty of women that don't give me a chance because I'm bald. Your mission is to go and find the ones who will give you a chance. And it's not about giving you a chance. The ones who will like you. Don't just find the women that'll give you a chance. That sounds like they're giving you some sort of pity. Go find the women that will fucking like you. That'll be like, you know what? I like that you love yourself even though you're not tall. I don't give a shit about your height. I like that you care about yourself. I like that you have this list of 50 things that are likable. I like that you have some self-esteem and some self-love. I like that you're ambitious or that you're into self-improvement. I like that you're listening to this fucking bald retard called Andy on a podcast because you're trying to improve your life. Like the fact that you're here listening to this podcast right now, that you've listened for the last 12 minutes, shows me, and it will show women, that you are someone that cares about yourself. You are someone that cares about self-improvement. You are ambitious. You are a man with a plan. Don't you think that's incredibly sexy to women? The man with the plan, the man with some ambition, the man who's not going to sit around and just cry about his life, the man who's like, I'm going to take responsibility. I'm going to take some action. I won't always be confident at that. I might have some stumbles. I might go backwards. I might have plenty of doubts and insecurities, but I am the man who takes action. That, for a lot of women, maybe for the vast majority of women, is more attractive than height. It isn't as apparent immediately. It's more like a quiet confidence. It's not like you walk around with a sign on you saying, I take action, motherfuckers. But when a woman will talk to you for 5 minutes, she'll figure out, it'll be abundantly clear, oh shit, this guy's on a mission. And it will come out even in dating apps because you will ask questions and you can just directly ask these kind of questions. I do, where you can say, you know, what is your goal in life? What are you working on? What is your mission? You directly ask her, like, what are your goals? And she might tell you some of her goals, and then she'll say, what are your goals? And you'll be like, here's what I'm fucking working on. I'm hardcore into self-improvement. I'm into self-love. I'm working on my dating life. I'm working on my attractiveness. Maybe I'm starting a business. Whatever it is that you're working on, you list your goals, and she'll go, damn, this motherfucker has his shit together. And even if you don't have your shit together, that's okay. I, Andy, don't really have my shit together. We're all kind of figuring out this beautiful thing called life together, but if you're the guy who's trying to get his shit together, that's incredibly fucking attractive. And so you have all of these other qualities. Your mission is to go out and find the women who don't give a shit about height or who are shorter than you or who like your height. And there's plenty of women that like your height or that will like your height. There's this guy on YouTube, and I can't remember his name, but he's basically a dwarf, as in he literally has dwarfism. And his whole channel is him walking up to women and hitting on them. And sometimes he says pickup lines. Sometimes he will just give them a flower. Sometimes he'll just talk to them completely normally and be like, hey, you're attractive. I wanted to say hello. What's up? And he will get girls' phone numbers. And he seems to have a pretty decent dating life, despite the fact that he's literally a fucking dwarf. I think he's like 4'0" or something, or 3' something. He's like really fucking short. And he just doesn't give a fuck. And half of the girl's reaction is them saying like, why the hell are you so confident? Like you almost, they don't say this, but it's like, you almost shouldn't be this confident if you're so short. And the answer is twofold. It's one, self-love, realizing that he has more to offer than just his height. And two, it's confidence. It's practice. Confidence just is practice. It's talking to plenty of women, doing it for long enough that you get semi-okay at it, that you're not so nervous anymore, that you don't walk up as a complete fucking mess. And you might be a mess for the first few times. This is why one of my biggest philosophies is give yourself permission to suck. But this guy has done it enough times that he walks up and he no longer sucks. And so there are so many different options that you have if you're a shorter guy. But the biggest one is not to worry about all of the girls that say 6 foot and over only in my bio. In fact, you can sort of flip it around and be grateful for them. You can be like, man, isn't that fucking beautiful that she's screening really early for this? Imagine we go on a date and then she tells me on the date, hey, you're too short for me. Man, I would have wasted my time. Imagine she doesn't tell me that and we go on a date and I think we're having a great time and then she just doesn't want to see me for a second date and I don't know why. And it's because I'm short. Isn't it amazing that she's put it in her fucking dating profile so I don't even have to swipe on her? And so what I'm saying here is rather than getting a little down or getting a little disappointed or feeling hurt with every woman that you see who says, I only date 6 foot guys. And there's lots of those women, by the way. If you search for it, you will find plenty of those women. It's probably the thing that women are most vocal for about. And so I understand why you might take it personally. But every time you see them, if you can reframe it in your head, which is basically stoicism, if you can reframe it in your head and say, hey man, that's beautiful that she wants a tall guy there. That's amazing. Like, she's saving me time. I, Andy, kind of wish that women would say, I mean, they don't need to say it because my profile pictures show that I'm bald, but I would love it if women treated baldness the same way they treat height, like if they were more honest about it. I would fucking love if they'd be like, guys with hair only. But I think it's, for whatever reason, one of those things that women just like secretly screen you out for or will quietly tell you, oh, I don't date bald guys. I don't know why, but women are very vocal about the height thing. I think it's just like a general biology thing. They want to feel protected. You know, it's like the animal instinct in us. But for whatever reason, women are very vocal about height. But if every time you see them talking about height, you can reframe it and say, man, I'm fucking glad that she put that there. This whole journey, this dating thing will be a lot easier and a lot smoother for you because then you can be grateful. Every time some woman says, oh, I only date tall guys, you can be like, fucking thank you for saving me time. Holy shit. And I personally only date women that don't care about height or that like my height. So isn't that amazing? We both know that we don't like each other. And you don't have to say that to her. You don't have to tell her that you don't like her. It's not that you don't like her, but like, you get what I mean. You're not going to gel. You're not a good fit. You're not a good match. You can literally say that if that makes you feel better. I wouldn't advise saying it forever because I think it's not peaceful to you. But if every time a woman says no to you because of your height, you can say, that's amazing. I only want to date women that like my height. So that's great. We're literally not a good fit. We're both looking for something different. I want a woman that likes my height. You don't like my height. Amazing. That's fucking great. Goodbye. Like, I literally hope you find what you're looking for. And you can add that on at the end if you want to. I did this for a while. When I used to be insecure about things, it made me feel a bit better to say, hey, that's amazing. I like that you know what you want. I hope you find what you're looking for. And then I would unmatch them or then I would, you know, delete their number or whatever. And so if that makes you feel a little bit better, say it. And eventually you'll probably get to a point where you won't even say anything if you don't want to. You know, you'll just unmatch or you'll delete or you won't match with them in the first place. But you can find a lot more peace by seeing it as a good thing. Because at the end of the day, everybody has preferences. And I know it can be very easy if you're a shorter guy and lots of women are saying, I don't date short guys. It can be very easy to take that personally, but step back a little bit and realize it has nothing to do with you. She doesn't fucking know you. It has to do with her and her preferences in the same way that you have preferences. And most guys don't like very, very, very obese women. And different guys will have different, you know, amounts of weight that they're okay with. I personally, like me, Andy, I like very skinny girls. I just always have. I like skinny girls. I'm not about that curvy life. I don't like girls with big booty. I prefer smaller boobs, if anything. Although, like, no, to be fair, I am a sucker for big boobs too. But I like more like petite girls. I like fit girls. I like gym girls. I like girls that are just like small and cute and adorable. And so if I meet a girl who's even curvy, like I'm just not interested. But that doesn't mean that I personally dislike her. That doesn't mean I think she's less of a human being. That doesn't mean that I think that she won't go and find plenty of people that find her incredibly sexy. It just isn't what I'm looking for. And you yourself, you listening, you're going to have your own preferences about weight, about personality. You know, a lot of you, myself included, you probably wouldn't date a girl that had bipolar disorder. But that isn't something that she chose. That is something that she was either born with or happened through her life circumstances. She didn't choose to be bipolar. But you probably wouldn't date her. And I definitely wouldn't date a girl who was bipolar. That doesn't mean that we hate them. In fact, we have love and compassion for them. It just means that we don't want to date them or have sex with them. And so imagine if they took that personally and said, oh my God, you know, I'm less than because people don't want to date me because of this. No, it's just your preferences. And so the same thing with height. And I know, like I said, it can be very easy to take it personally, especially if you've had quite a few women tell you, I don't like shorter guys, or I don't like your height, or even I don't like you. It can be very easy to mistake that as, oh shit, I'm not worthy. I'm not good enough. I'm getting rejected. No, you're not getting rejected. I know that it feels like that, but someone is simply stating a preference and saying that they don't want to spend time with you. There are billions of women on the planet that you won't want to spend time with. There are billions of women on the planet that I, Andy, don't want to spend time with because they're just not what I'm looking for. And that doesn't mean that they're less than. That doesn't mean that I hate them. That doesn't mean that they're unworthy of love. No, it just means that they're probably not going to find love or intimacy or sex through me. It then frees them up to go and find it with someone or go and build it, because it's usually building. Go and build it with someone else. Go and build that intimacy, that relationship, that sex, whatever it might be that they're looking for, they can build it with someone else who isn't me. And so I'm saving them time if I can be honest about that and say, hey, there's no attraction there, or I'm not feeling any chemistry, or I'm just, you know, I'm looking for someone different. And sometimes there can be a fear if you're, or a feeling if you're a shorter guy of, I'm just not ideal. You know, I wish I was taller. I wish I was the ideal. Realize that that will always be, unless you're like a ridiculously attractive supermodel, there will always be someone who's ideal. Like me, Andy, I don't have the ideal body. I really don't. I'm kind of skinny fat. I've never really had much muscle. I'm just not the ideal guy. I'm bald. I'm just not ridiculously attractive. My face is like pretty decent. I'm very grateful for my face and my body. I love my body and my face, but I'm definitely not ideal. I'm definitely not like the hottest guy in society, not even close. I'd be above average. And yes, I'm tall, but that is one aspect. And so the same thing here, if you feel like, man, I'm just not ideal, you know, taller guys are better, blah, blah, blah. Realize that if your goal is to have some sex or to have some intimacy or to meet a woman or whatever it might be, to build a relationship, marriage and kids, you don't have to be ideal. You're not, you can kind of think of it like this. If you're selling a house, you only need one buyer. And the same thing with like sex and dating. And you might want to date multiple people, fine. But it's not like you're sitting here, I'm assuming, you're not sitting here listening to this podcast going, all right, I need to have sex with 300 women, 500 women. No, I've almost never heard anybody tell me that, by the way. Of all the people that I have ever worked with, all the audience members that have ever listened, the vast majority of guys, I've never had a guy who's like, I want to have sex with 200 women. No. Everyone is like, I just want to have a little bit more sex. I'd be happy having sex with like 30 women. I'd be happy having sex with just like 3 women right now. The vast majority of guys are not looking for like hundreds or thousands of sexual partners. I'm not looking for that. You know, that's an insane number. And by the way, even if you wanted to have sex with thousands of women, you don't have to be ideal or perfect to do that. It's just improve yourself and talk to enough women. You can absolutely have sex with 1,000 women if you wanted to. I don't know why you'd want to do that, but if you, you know, who am I to fucking judge? Maybe that sounded a little bit judgmental, but if you want to have a lot of sex, you can absolutely have a lot of sex without being the ideal. You really don't have to be. And for a lot of you, like I said, you're looking to have a little bit of sexual experience and find a great partner and start building something amazing and, you know, start working on the relationship skills and building something together. That doesn't require you to be ideal. Yes, the more attractive you can be, the better matches you will have, the more matches. And so that's where self-improvement comes in. That's where things like the gym, improving your style and fashion, losing weight if you need to, adding a bit of muscle, working on your charisma, which is just practice. Being charismatic is just talking to a lot of people and you eventually get decent at it. Developing a sense of humor, which is just practice. It's literally just trying to find some funny moments in like everyday situations, just like looking around you and noticing things that are slightly amusing to you and then just having a little bit of a giggle to yourself and then pointing it out to the other person. Like, ha, look at what that woman's wearing. Isn't that like fucking amazing? She's wearing this pink shirt, but then the woman at the table next to her is also wearing a pink shirt. And then look over there at that table. That woman's wearing a pink shirt. Do you think they coordinated? Do you think these three women like came together and fucking coordinated? And your date or the woman you're with might be like, huh, that's kind of funny. Like, it doesn't have to be fucking hilarious. So a sense of humor is really just noticing interesting things around you and pointing it out. That's called observational humor. I've done podcasts on how to develop or how to start developing a sense of humor. But the point is, you know, humor, charisma, your looks, your personality, having a cool life, all of these things are just skills that you can practice. They're just things that you can start to build. They're habits, basically. And so you can build up all of these things about you that don't require you to be like the most, you know, tall, attractive, beautiful, amazing human being of all time. And then you'll have more sexual partners or more options for a relationship or for building a relationship than you ever could have imagined. So I promise you don't have to be the ideal. I'm definitely not. And I know there's a lot out there, and I've even said this sometimes, there's a lot of people out there who will tell you if you're a shorter guy, height doesn't matter. And maybe you have a hard time believing that, or maybe you feel like, yeah, well, that's easy for you to fucking say, Andy, you're 6'1" or 6'2". Like, fuck off, Andy. Like, of course you can say it doesn't matter. And again, I get it. You know, I feel the same way with like, or I used to feel the same way with being bald. I used to feel the same way with having like a crappy body, being in my 30s when I first started all of this, or close enough to 30, you know, 28, 29. So I get it. I really do get it. And rather than saying, you know, height doesn't matter, I phrase it like this. Height isn't a deal breaker to every single woman on the planet. So it's not that height doesn't matter. You know, just like with me, being bald, it's not that being bald doesn't matter. It's that for some women, it won't matter. Or for some women, it will matter a lot less than you think it will. And you might be thinking or you might be feeling, just like I did when I was balding, you might be feeling like, oh my God, it's a deal breaker for every woman. You know, I'm going to be a complete zero to every single woman on the planet. And it's like, no, to some women, yes, you will be a zero. I mean, they won't tell you that you're a zero, but like, it will be a deal breaker and they will never give you the time of day. Amazing. You don't want to date those women because they're not looking for what you are. There will be some women that sort of care, but they don't really care, but maybe they care. And if you have other qualities about you, like that list of 50 things that I suggested at the start of this podcast, the height won't be a deal breaker. It'll just be one of your personality traits or one of the aspects of who you are. And the other stuff will make up for it. And you guys will have an amazing time together. And then there'll be some women who kind of like that you're short because you have all these other things going for you and you don't seem to give that much of a shit about your height. And it's okay to be insecure. I promise you can work through that. But she will see that you have all these other qualities and you have this inherent fucking masculine energy about you. You have this amazing energy about you and you're just a person or a man that gets shit done and that works on his self-improvement and builds this beautiful life despite being shorter. And she'll go, holy shit, like I'm attracted to this guy because he's short and he doesn't give a fuck. That's attractive. That's an attractive quality. And so there are those last two categories of women that I just described. The ones who maybe care but kind of don't care. Great. They're amazing to date. And then there's the ones who kind of like that you're short because you just don't give a fuck about it. That's attractive. So those are the groups of women to go for, not the ones who say, I only date taller guys or I won't date you because you're short. Those are just not the buyers of your house, so to speak. If you're trying to sell a house, you only need one buyer. Those are the women that you don't look like. Don't go trying to convince those women. And I think a lot of guys get themselves caught up in they look at that group of women who only date taller guys and they go, oh shit, see, this group of women is all women. It's like, no, bro, that's like one section of women. Just like there are a section of women that will not go anywhere near a guy that doesn't have any hair. Like, why the hell would they date a guy with no hair? There are groups of women that would not go near a man that doesn't have much muscle. And that's me. So those women wouldn't go anywhere near me. There are a lot of women, by the way, a lot of women that don't date older guys, especially if they're in their early 20s, which is the group that I usually date. And as I record this, I'm 36 and a half years old. You know, I'll be 37 in a couple of months. I am way too old for so many women. There are such a huge number of women that are like, you are way too old for me. No way. That's amazing. I don't want them to date me. I wouldn't want to date someone that doesn't want to date me. I wouldn't want to have sex with someone that isn't attracted to me for who I am and who, you know, the things that I do and all of the qualities about me and my ambitions and all of that kind of shit. I wouldn't want to date someone that isn't into me. And so at the end of the day, to wrap all this up, yes, height can matter. Of course it can. But find the women that don't care about it. Find the women that will maybe even like it. So yes, height matters. But you don't have to see it as a deal breaker. And it's not every woman that will see it as a deal breaker. Your mission is to find the women that don't really care. And all of this is to say you are more than just your height. You have so many amazing qualities that make you attractive and interesting and charismatic and masculine. And those are the things that are your strengths. Those are the things to put out in front rather than stress about your height. And if you don't feel like you have any amazing qualities, you know, if you do this list of 50 things about yourself that are likable, but you can only come up with like 5 things or 10 things, that's okay. You have the rest of your life to add things to that list. You can start going to the gym. You can start trying new hobbies. You can start building a business. You can start doing cool, interesting shit. And so try to focus on the things that you can actually control. You know, your personality, your sense of humor, your body, your fitness, your kindness, your intelligence, your worldliness, your hobbies, your knowledge, your ambition, your style, your body, if I haven't said that already. These are the things that will make you stand out. Because yes, if you're short, you're not going to stand out in terms of height. Vertically, you don't stand out, or you don't stand up, I guess, but find the ways that you can stand out. You don't have to be the most amazing person on the planet with those qualities, but just improve a little bit every single day. Remember that there's 4 billion fucking women out there. Some of them don't care about height. They just don't. I mean, plenty of women are like freaking short themselves, and they don't want to date a tall guy because they'd feel insecure. I have met women who've told me that I'm too tall and they don't want to date me because they'd feel insecure. They'd feel weird. There are lots of those women who specifically seek out a guy who's shorter. And so go out there and try and find those women rather than the ones who don't like your height. And with all of this, I want to wrap up and say it's okay to feel insecure. It's okay to feel like your height is a deal breaker. It's okay to feel unworthy and unloved. Everybody has their own struggles and their own challenges. I know that more than anyone. But I promise you that you don't have to define yourself by your height. You have so many other qualities about yourself. You have so many other chances or opportunities to improve those qualities or to develop some qualities. You can be a person with an amazing sex life, with an amazing relationship, even if you're short. It isn't a deal breaker. I promise. If you would like a little bit more help with this, if you'd like some more pep talks, I'm happy to do coaching. There are links in the description below to that, but I promise there are women out there who won't give a shit about your height, and there are women out there who will like that you are confident in spite of your height. I absolutely promise you, you can do this. Plenty of my other coaching clients have done this. I think at this point I've worked with like 30 guys that are really short, as in like shorter than 5'6", really short guys. And all of them have gone on to live amazing sex lives and amazing lives in general. And their height just didn't end up mattering, nowhere near as much as they thought it did. It might have meant that they had to put in twice as much or three times as much effort. So they just put in twice as much or three times as much effort. You know, at the end of the day, it's a numbers game. If you're not happy with your results, you can just go and talk to twice as many women and then boom, you're going to get twice as many results. So I promise you can do it. Like I said, if you want my help with this, I'll leave a link in the description to my coaching. I promise you can do this.